Today, there were reports about a May so dry in parts of the country, states like Nebraska, that crops would wither, impacting consumer prices. Well, we thought surely also impacting the mental health of farmers. Too many farmers are taking their lives, twice the national average. But before we go any further, this is going to be a story about help for farmers, and that includes there's a new suicide hotline, 988. But also, Minnesota has a program in which retired farmers provide a support system for current farmers. Kentucky has the Farm Dinner Theater, farmers who come together to talk about difficult topics, and then they write and perform plays about them with a trained nurse to facilitate. There's the podcast Transformation from the Red River Farm Network, farmers telling personal stories of stress. We're going to post a terrific paper filled with resources from the Rural Health Information Hub. It'll be at herenow.org. But meanwhile, more and more state officials are training people in a farmer's immediate circle to help. Maybe the vet treating cows, or feed store workers, or local pastors. Minnesota and South Dakota are among the states training clergy in suicide prevention. We want to take a closer look. So let's bring in South Dakota's Lutheran pastor, Alan Blankenfeld. He was also a farmer for 30 years before being ordained. He started a nonprofit called Moody County Cares. Pastor Alan, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Todd Sanderson, a corn farmer outside Flandreau, South Dakota. He's been planting for 42 seasons. He was one of Pastor Allen's parishioners who joined his effort to help other farmers. Todd, welcome to you as well.
I appreciate it, Robin. Thank you.
And Pastor Alan, you know the flock very well. Why are farmers more vulnerable, I guess, to depression and potential suicide? We know they're at the whim of the weather. They're at the whim of commodities prices, what the government pays for what they grow or need to feed their livestock. But why else?
They keep things very bottled up. They don't want to let their neighbors, who in many instances are also competition, they don't want to let them know that there's anything wrong. Plus the fact, I think in the Midwest, we've all grown up with the idea that we take care of ourselves. You know, the old pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Well, and Todd, I'm wondering if that's resonating with you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we farmers, you know, even if you're in a multifamily operation, you spend hours by yourself, kind of in solitude, whether it be in a tractor cab or out caring for livestock. We're not used to sharing our feelings.
That's why they're saying that sometimes podcasts are the answer for many farmers, because you're out on the equipment. It's something you can listen to in private. But is that a part of it? The privacy, if you're in a small town, you know, everybody's going to see your car in the parking lot of a clinic.
Right.
I think that is a huge thing, Robin. Everybody knows everyone, what they drive. We have a fear of being talked about.
Right. Pastor, you have been here before. You were farming in the early 1980s. Interest rates on operating loans sky high. You saw fellow farmers take their lives.
Yes, yes. We were paying 20% interest on our operating note. Mm. It was an ugly time. I mean, there were instances where bankers were being shot at even. Mm. And farmers are running scared. People were foreclosed on. And it did lead a lot of people in Minnesota and South Dakota to, unfortunately, take their own life. Mm. And so, yeah, that's I've never forgotten that. And I think that's why getting the word out means so much to me today. I talked to an ag banker. You know, he said it is going to get serious again. The margins are so narrow now again. Yeah. And what do you think, Todd?
Well, it's operation to operation. Someone can be having a very good year and their neighbor may not be having a very good year. You know, whether it's, you know, had to pay for some health bills or machinery or
got COVID.
Right.
And outwardly, you don't see it. And so that's where our challenge in lies, is to getting help to these people that need it when we don't totally understand how or why it's needed.
Pastor Alan, so how does this start to change?
You know, getting the word out, there's such a stigma when it comes to mental health. I tell people this: if you fall down and break your arm, you don't just tough it out, you go to the doctor and get it fixed. Well, the same thing is true of mental health. There's help.
Well, I'm wondering if you have to tie that also to farmers as assets. Todd, what's your most important piece of machinery?
Probably the harvester, the combine.
If it broke, wouldn't you get it fixed?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to get it fixed. That's a very good point. But you have to get it fixed or you can't operate. And I think our minds operate in that very same fashion, if it's broke, we need to fix it.
What were your own stressors?
Approaching retirement, getting this transitioned on to another generation, and that is a stress for me right now.
We'll talk more about that, because people talk about a generational commitment to farming. It's been handed down, as your farm was.
And that's so right. I am on a fourth generation farm, and their stresses come if you don't have anybody to take over that farm for the next generation. Am I going to be the last member of this family? Am I letting the family down? So that can be a stress. Yes, I read in an article that, so many times a family farm is part of the family, and it is, your blood, sweat, and tears, your parents and grandparents' blood, sweat, and tears have been put out on this land to sustain it and make a living for everyone. It's just becomes part of you, and understanding at some point we have to step away and let this next generation put their own spin on it too, but it's not as easy as just handing keys from a tractor over.
Well, there's that stress, but also how you walk away. Todd, I've also heard that this is not a casserole disease. You can't just bring a casserole over when somebody's physically ill. You can do that. So how can people help other farmers, loan officers or, the mailman or person?
Just observing differences in physical appearance, attitude. I've come to understand through, Moody County Cares that, sometimes you have to ask a hard question. Are you doing okay? And, if they would tell me that they are struggling, I obviously don't have the skills to help them, but maybe I could get them to someone that could.
And there's so many new ways to do that, including clergy. So, Pastor Allen, this thing that Todd was talking about, I've heard it called the agrarian imperative. Farming is a part of a farm family identity.
Okay. And I struggled with that. I was the third generation on our farm. And my wife and I have three children, and none of them were interested in farming. And my pastor at the time said, well, what are you going to do with the farm? And I said, we're going to rent it to our neighbor. And he said, but it won't be in your family anymore. And I said, well, my family's still going to own it. We all have to remember, until our families bought this land, somebody else was farming it. We're caretakers. We have that privilege of caring for the land, and I think most farmers and ranchers strive to leave it better than they received it. My family, we did that, and so I feel proud about that. But I think one of the things is just for pastors to be out there visiting with their people. You mentioned that people recognize if your car or truck is at the clinic. Well, the same thing is true of the church. We have to go to them. And I did that. I would go out to the farms and visit. I would go ride in the combines with them, because then you truly know how things are going. My wife and I went to a high school graduation reception, and it was not a good spring. It was a wet spring. Planting was delayed. And this young man, I said, so how you doing? He goes, good, but stay away from Dad. And the next morning, I called him. And I said, hey, how's it going? He goes, oh, it's going great. And then he paused and he said, wow, I just did it. I just lied to my pastor. No, it's not going good. And so we talked, and he ended the conversation with, you have no idea what this means to me, that you took the time and you cared enough to call me. Make the phone call, drive out and do a farm or ranch visit. I think the main job of a pastor is not to counsel, but to walk with the farmer or rancher to get them the professional, help that's available for them.
And we can walk too,
Right. We have mental health first aid classes for seed and chemical and fertilizer salesmen that have taken them, so that they can spot things and help producers get some help as well.
Terrific. South Dakota Pastor Allen Blankenfeld. We'll link you up with Moody County Cares. We've also been speaking to Farmer Todd Sanderson. Both of you, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
And we've posted the Farm and Rural Health Hotline at hearnow.org. And again, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 988.